Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with Daily Inspiration. Just want to continue with in the vein that we had been talking about some random thoughts about God, and this morning I want to talk about the unsearchableness of God, the infiniteness of God and God's greatness. Job says in Job chapter 5 and starting in verse 8, I would seek unto God, and to God would I commit my cause, which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. And that goes to talk about a lot of things that God does, but it is unsearchable. And then you go to Psalms 144, and he says that, great is, verse 3, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. It's past finding out. It's too great to be searched out. And then in Proverbs, Romans, is Paul in his conclusion of, you know, talks about all the amazing things about God, and then he says, oh, the depths, in verse 33, oh, the depths, I should say, chapter 11, verse 33, oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. And then it's one more place that he talks about, uses the word unsearchable, and that's in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of the saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And so this thought is brought out in several different places about the unsearchable riches of Christ. And many times the question comes up, so, you know, about eternity, and for, you know, it's, people use the term millions of years. You know, we're going to be there. We're going to be praising God. We're going to be worshiping. But, you know, for all that time, are we not going to get bored? But when you think about God being infinite, God's nature being unsearchable, there's no searching his person to the fullness. There's no knowing him completely. He is infinite. He is eternal. And so, I want to go to a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This is, I'm going to take this verse a little bit out of context, but it's I think it speaks into this a little bit. says in verse 8, no, verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And this is basically, he's quoting an Old Testament verse. He's talking about here how if the prince of this world had known what they were doing, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And then he uses these words, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And so we often kind of stop there. And but what he's doing is quoting an Old Testament verse here. But then he goes on to say, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. And so again, I'm going to take this verse a little bit out of context, but you know, here he's talking about in the context of the New Covenant, where these things that we now have and know about the God's redemption are... they, in the past, they did not know it. No eye had ever seen, nobody had ever imagined what God had prepared for us. But then he says, but God hath revealed them to us. So that's the context in which it's written. It's saying that we know this. We know it because God has revealed it to us. We are now here. We're not experiencing what the Old Testament prophet was talking about. So, but I do believe also that that verse will be true for all of eternity, that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. And that is continuing, I believe, you know, for with God being an infinite being, it will take all of eternity for God to reveal all of himself to us. And so that's a great encouragement. That's exciting to me to think about that God would have us in, let's say, jaw-dropping awe for all of eternity. I'm going to end there. God bless you. This will probably also be my last inspiration for this phone line. I have resigned from the Fountain of Life board and have chosen not to continue with these daily inspirations. Somebody else will be taking them on, of course, but have been busy with some Bible studies and other things locally, so I felt like I needed to focus on that. So God bless you. It was a pleasure. It was a blessing to bring this to you these number of years. And I just wish you the best. Wish God's blessings, God's revelation in your life.